to KHMK Talk. We are totally blind musicians from Australia and New Zealand, respectively. KH, that's me. I'm a singer-guitarist with a focus on Americana.
MK, that's me. I am a folk singer-pianist and licensed Simply Music piano teacher.
In this podcast, we will be talking about alternative music from all decades.
We won't be covering 21st century pop music because we're too cynical and jaded.
This is KH, and I'm speaking to you from my bedroom in Devonport.
And this is MK, Myra Kelland, and I'm speaking to you in my bedroom in Auckland, New Zealand. And today we are talking John Prine.
Yes, we're talking, we are talking John Prine, but we're talking about him via a tribute record that was released in 2010. It's called Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows. And for those fans of John Prine that will be listening, yes, I'm speaking about my musical DJ. Hello, Kent, by the way. Hello. That sounded more like an afterthought. Hello, Kent.
Yeah, we love Kent.
Afterthought.
It's not an afterthought. Anyway, we love Kent.
Yeah, we do.
Even though I never met him, I think I'm going to like this guy, so...
Trust me, you'll like him because he likes everybody.
Okay.
Anyway, yes.
Anyway, we're talking about Spanish Pipe Dream.
Yeah.
This song has this ideal chorus, which I love, so we play it and then we talk about Spanish Pipe Dream. They blew up the TV, threw away the paper,
and moved
to the country. It's so...
He actually wrote it in tribute to his brother, who at the time was a hippie. and he was kind of, you know, making fun of the fact that hippies have this, you know, well, they did at the time anyway, this idealistic... And then it's like, I'm trying to find Jesus on your ear. So the actual, well, that was the chorus at the end, but throughout the song, it actually reverts back to the first person. So instead of saying we, because the protagonist in the song gets with this gal at this Toronto bar. No, not Toronto bar, fuck. Shit. No, anyway, I'm cross-wiring here with other John Prine songs that have a similar chord progression. Sorry, people. For some reason, well, to my defense, Spanish Pipe Dream and Your Flag Du Cow Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore are actually pretty similar in their chord progression and memories. I unintentionally get them a little bit mixed up in my head for that reason. But anyway,
I like the chorus of that song. Well, I like the whole story because it's like a well-crafted.
The whole story is great. It harkens to John Prine's exquisitely, divinely ridiculous, sarcastic side, where for those that know his output, he actually wrote a lot of that sort of stuff. Very, very sarcastic. He was his two main carvings of songwriting are either sarcastic or compassionate. And he wrote a bit about you know, cars, but he mostly wrote about either sarcasm, or people.
People. He wrote a lot about people, and we have one coming up about people, which is the, what is it? I need to look.
That song's about people.
And it's the next one we're going to play, but before we play that, I got to tell you about this guy. His name is Jack Hardy, and he lived in the Greenwich Village for, 40, 50 years, pretty much, throughout the whole folk revival that happened there. And this Spanish poetry reminds me of Jack Hardy. We might play him somewhere.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know where.
Yes,
Jack Hardy, look it up.
Yes, it's funny that, because to me, Spanish Pipe Dream is, well, it's just one of John Prine's more sarcastic numbers, which I believe we have a couple of sarcastic numbers for this. Oh, no, we don't. Anyway, oh, yes, we do too. Yeah, we have.
Yes, we do. You were just talking about...
Anyway, now we're moving on to a song about people. He had this remarkable compassion when he wrote about people. A lot like, Tom T. Hall did. Tom T. Hall wrote about a lot of the characters that he met that he would meet throughout his life. And so John Prine was not necessarily mimicking that, but a lot of his songs are his people's songs are very compassionate, a lot like the Tom T. Hall people's songs, which were also very, compassionate and very character-driven too.
But the interesting thing about this song is it's called Late John Garfield.
No, it's not. Yes, but maybe the blues was hinting not at the fact that it... Maybe the blues was kind of like a sort of slightly sarcastic, this isn't the blues, but I'm going to call it that anyway. Yeah,
kind of like that.
This version has. The original John Prine recording, doesn't. Yes, and you have to bear in mind that the first two tracks that we have actually picked actually come from his 1971 debut recording, which was simply called John Prine, which...
I mean, how could you make a debut record like that and have such a hard act to follow and keep following it for...
Well, yes, I mean, he actually did manage that. What's interesting is the fact that a lot of the musicians that played on the John Prine record were actually rhythm and blues players. So they'd never actually... Well, which is why the record sounds the way it does. So they'd never actually, played on a session, and well, they had, but they hadn't played with a country guy. And a lot of these musicians are kind of, a bit kind of weirded out, like, well, how do we do this? There's not a definite groove here. It's sort of, it's all melody, melody, melody. And it wasn't until, I think it was the organ player on the record, whose name I can't remember right now. But anyway, the organ player got listening to one of the tracks, and he kind of said to the other guys, really, you should listen to this guy because his songs are brilliant. And this organ guy knew, that this guy was amazing. And so once he had said that, because the other guys, you know, respected this guy's judgment, they did. And, you know, and then, you know, they obviously all caught on. And but what's interesting is that the organ guy actually added the part in for Sandstein, which will be in the other episode. But I just had to add that in because, well,
you just had it's
interesting because I mean I learned about this on another podcast which I listen to, which I don't know if it's legal for me to name here. So I.
So you won't. I don't think you can make a podcast.
I think you can because there are people who do.
Well, you could.
Well, anyway, to not be legal, the podcast is actually called Sound Opinions, which is very good. It's very, you know, good for the music lover. So the session, and this is why, you know, his first record sounds the way it does, because he was working with people that, yeah, with R&B players who then had to go and, you know, learn how to play a country record. And they actually...
play.
Well, the odd thing is that it happened so well that if I hadn't found out about it myself, I wouldn't have known. Because it doesn't...
Yeah.
You know, because it doesn't sound like the musicians were mismatched at all. But... you know, I just thought that I would, you know, point that out because I think it's an interesting feature of the way that record was produced at the time. And, you know, and it's worth noting that it's worth noting it. I mean, it's not necessarily a sound that John Prine continued with, but it is... The combination of musicians that he was able to work with at the time, certainly, you know, apart from his incredibly mature songwriting, certainly, you know, made it an amazing record. And, you know, most John Prine fans will point back to that record and kind of go, yeah, it's great. I certainly did. In fact, it's actually my favourite of his works, but I don't know why.
Yeah, it's very good. But there's a lot more than Hello in there. And
what's the yes, there's that. Christmas there's, there's, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
We'll talk about more of them in a month. But anyway, we're going to play Daddy's Little Pumpkin, and this is the Drive-By Truckers cover. So that was Daddy's Little Pumpkin. This is a jazz fusion, folksy pop romp that I don't particularly like, but Kirby does. So maybe Kirby, you can expand on this song.
Well, Drive-By Truckers. I don't know much about this band, but I do know that they have played with the peoples in my favourite band, Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi. I know that about them. No, they actually are a very good band. They fit into that same sort of, you know, jam band.
Yeah, they played Townsman's and they played Townsman's and excuse me, they played Townsman's and songs too, which was
yes,
kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. You know, because I mean, even Tedeschi Trucks will play Willie Nelson songs, so. And for those people who,
I
won't plug TTV a bit, but Susan Tedeschi actually did sing a track with John Prine in his later years.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but I could find it.
Could find it eventually.
But yes, she did. And she and TT Tedeschi Trucks Band will often put Angel from Montgomery into their set list. So John Prine is much loved by everybody, musicians mostly,
and non-musicians.
And non-musicians alike who actually bother to yes, Kent. people who actually, you know, bother to listen, you know, because I mean, a lot of people don't. But anyway, we are hoping that
somebody will find out about John Prine via this podcast and go dig up all his stuff. So
anyway, yes, Daddy's Little Pumpkin by Drive-By Truckers. It's they've done a very, very cool cover of it. It features a pretty cool guitar solo. It's just cool. But that's because Drive-By Truckers are cool.
Cool. And now we have this other thing by Somebody's Darlings, which is called Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian, which is also cool, but this is more cool because it's about, like, well, it's not about anything, it's about talking dirty in Hawaiian and going down the beach and all that sort of stuff.
Essentially, new lovers having sex and
talking dirty in Hawaiian, yeah.
Yeah.
But the coolest bit is how he is using the Hawaiian language, which I reckon is equally cool because I'm into language revival and shit.
Yes,
that is cool.
It is. Yeah, it's a very cool little song that I don't know much about the band because I mean this is a tribute record and John Prine was still around at the time that this came out. When the second volume came out, which we'll be discussing in a month here. He died about, I think it was like 4 months before it was released. And
he died of COVID, poor guy.
Yeah, and I mean, I was cut about his death for about a month. I wasn't literally people, but the musician in me was bleeding. And still does because, you know, I mean, he's just such a loss. In fact, Brandi Carlile rightly called him the godfather of Americana. Or was it the grandfather? Anyway, one of those two, she called him at the 2021 Americana Music Association Honors and Awards Night. Try saying that quickly.
Technically called, okay.
Yes, that's what it's technically called, yes. The Americana Music Association Honors and Awards Night. And at that concert, they paid a tribute to both Charlie Watts at the beginning of the program and at the end of the program, because I didn't catch a lot of the middle because I had to go out, unfortunately. But anyway, at the at the end of the program,
they played John Prine, didn't they?
No, they didn't. No, Emily Harris and Rodney Crowell sang an Everly Brothers.
Oh, yeah, because we lost the Everly Brothers guy, too, which is real sad, actually.
Yeah, so both the Everlys are no longer with us. And neither is Tom T. Hall. Anyway, how did this podcast get discussed?
Civil Who's Dying? We can talk about it later.
Right, because John Prine is dead,
so it's dead man music now, folks. The last one we're getting more records. Anyway, we're going to play Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaii.
I was going to say, yeah, let's get on to something a bit more cheerful.
Yeah. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kick a poop in my car. two tracks apiece. My two are, one is Garnet Rogers' Small Victory, so go ahead and look that up. And the other one is Judy Collins' Spellbound, which kind of continues on this Hawaiian track. It's not as sarcastic. But anyway, Kirby's going to talk about two Tedeschi Trucks Band tracks, which he hasn't decided what. So,
no, I haven't.
We'll figure that out, and we'll see you all in a fortnight.